Good morning.
Hello.
May I please speak to Adam?
Okay.
Adam, good morning. Thank you very much for taking the call, sir, and happy Saturday. My name is Rich, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organizations or political campaigns. And this morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion, sir. We're not trying to sell anything, and all your answers will remain confidential. Do you have time for me to make the survey to you?
What's it for?
This is for everything that is going on. We just want to get your opinions regarding everything that is going on in your community, sir, if it's okay with you.
Sure.
Okay, thank you, sir. Are you or anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign, sir?
No.
Thank you. Thinking ahead, in which of the following best describe how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote, or I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not registered to vote.
Very likely to vote.
Thank you very much. With all the respect to you, Adam, I'm going to go ahead and ask this question. What is your age, sir?
53.
Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Now, generally speaking, will you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right directions, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Impartial.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates or office, there are sometimes proposals that are also in the ballot for voters to decide. You will not be asked about proposals that may appear on your ballot in this November. Please indicate how you would like to vote. This proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Sales Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of $0.65 million for a period of 10 years to provide fundings for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, Adam, will you vote yes for this proposal or no, sir?
No.
No. Thank you, sir. If you say you're definitely voting or probably voting against, no, against, is it going to be definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely. Thank you very much. Now, since valley language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will not be asked against about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct trails in Grand Traverse County. For the public, will you be paid for that by slightly property tax increase? Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor on this proposal or against this proposal?
Against.
Against. Thank you very much, sir. Allow me just one moment. Okay. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowners about $90 per year for the next 10 years, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or against?
Against.
Against. As I mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner is about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which on the following comes closer to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner is about $105 per year. Or I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails, about $3 million per year, what would cost the average homeowners about $70. And I'm fine with the current proposal. We will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowners about $90. Which one is that you wanted to choose?
None of the above.
No. Okay, thank you. For the following list, which issue you should local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family members? Making housing more affordable, holding the line of property taxes and reducing government spending, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, fighting crimes and drugs and improving public safety, reducing traffic and congestion, improving local roads and infrastructure, protecting water quality and water supply. Which one will you choose?
Do you have anything for getting rid of the homeless encampment?
It says here, protecting natural areas, wildlife, controlling growth and development, improving local roads and infrastructure, improving public education and local schools, making houses more affordable, holding the line and property taxes and reducing government spending, fighting crimes and drugs, and improving public safety. No, las de ayer y las del miércoles y todo son más o menos, son medianas, chiquitas, medianas. Esta, si la ahorita estaba haciendo una y me colgó el chero. Voy a marcar hasta las 3.